last spring, there was a pretty cool story out of the NFL. You might have heard about it. It made the rounds on Facebook, Twitter, TV.
Chiefs guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif had a slightly different offseason than most players.
Hey guys, this is Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, straight from McGill University campus. Just graduated from medicine.
Duvernay-Tardif is believed to be the only active NFL player ever to become a doctor.
It is true that Duvernay-Tardif balanced medical school and the NFL, and it is true that he recently earned his MD. But that last part, that this has never happened before, that part isn't true. Here's only a Games Martin Kessler.
The meeting was more than 35 years ago, but Milt McCall still remembers it well. The year was 1981. And McCall was a rookie linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers. He wasn't exactly a top prospect. He'd gone undrafted and might have only made the team because of an injury to another player. And now 49ers head coach Bill Walsh wanted to meet with him.
He called me up to his office, and it was about a 10-second conversation. And he said, Milt, I know there's other things going on in your life, and I just don't think you're concentrating on football as much as you need to. And if you don't start concentrating harder, we're just going to have to find somebody else.
See, Milt McCall had been trying to keep a bit of a secret from his coach. In addition to his new job with the San Francisco 49ers, Milt McCall had also started medical school at Stanford.
As far as I was concerned, it was what I did with my free time was what I did with my free time. I should be able to do whatever I want to do.
Coach Walsh apparently didn't see it that way.
That was the end of the conversation. There was no response from me. I was expected to walk out the door and focus 100% on football. So I called my dad immediately that night and said, Dad, what do I do?
And here's where I should note that Milt McCall didn't hatch this crazy play pro football while going to med school plan all on his own. His own father had already done it. Bill McCall was a two-time All-American end at Stanford. In 1951, he finished fourth in the Heisman Trophy voting. Bill was a top NFL prospect, but he also wanted to study medicine. The Chicago Bears were willing to accommodate him. They drafted McCall in the third round and switched their practices from afternoons to mornings so that their young tight end could attend med school classes at the University of Chicago.
And then he was able to get through his medical school and pretty much half of his residency while he played for the Bears for 8 years.
But the NFL was a different operation in the 80s than it had been in the 50s. Most players didn't need second jobs anymore. Plus, Milt acknowledges he was never the athlete his father had been. Which is all to say, the 49ers definitely weren't going to switch around their practice schedule to accommodate him. And now head coach Bill Walsh had given Milt McCall the message that he needed to focus 100% on football. Luckily for Milt, his dad had some advice.
He said, well, you have one thing to do. You have to prove to the coach that there's nothing more important in your life than football. So he said, you're going to be the last to leave practice every day. You're going to run extra sprints. And that's what I did, and it worked.
McCall fell into a routine that rookie season. He'd show up at the 49ers facilities around 7 or 8 in the morning. He'd practice, work out, and study film till around 4 in the afternoon. Then he'd head to campus.
I never stopped going to medical school, but my goal was to keep as low-key as I could the rest of my career, and that's what I did.
McCall would sometimes be late for anatomy lab, but fortunately he was paired up with a future surgeon.
Luckily for me, he'd always get a great start on the cadaver. And then I would go in late at night and be up in the histology lab looking at slides.
Then McCall would wake up and do it again. That's how he planned to spend his rookie season. It was a little crazy, but it wouldn't last too long. After all, the football season was going to end in December, which meant McCall could join his classmates in, you know, class at the start of the next quarter. But there was a slight problem with that plan.
Here's Montana looking. Solomon, touchdown!
After an 8-year playoff drought, the 1981 San Francisco 49ers and their 25-year-old quarterback Joe Montana were really good.
You know, we kept winning games, and by the end of the season, the next thing we knew, we were in the playoffs. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? Because I'd already missed the first quarter. I kept going to classes on the side, but I was thinking, gosh, I can't just keep getting behind and behind. And the next thing you know, we were winning playoff games.
Montana, looking, throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it! Dwight Clark!
We were already at least 4 weeks into the next quarter because it was almost February, and the next thing we were in the Super Bowl. So literally, we won the Super Bowl. We had the big parade in San Francisco, And the next day I showed up in class, and I was really just going to sneak into the back row. And as soon as I walked into class, the lights were down low, and they flipped the lights on, and they had a big cake down below, and everybody had been cheering for me. Apparently, I had about 87 of my classmates were my best fans and had been following me all through all the playoffs.
McCall certainly wasn't a star for that 49ers team, but he played well enough to stay on the roster. He ended up playing 7 seasons for the 49ers. And as his football career progressed, McCall eventually settled into a slightly saner routine. He stopped taking classes during the season. Then in the off season, he'd focus on medicine.
And of course, at times in the hospital, people would actually recognize me or were told about who I was. And so it did have some distractions at times.
I hope it was never in an emergency situation where someone's trying to ask you about, you know, the 49ers' chances or something.
Well, I have to say one of my favorite stories was, it was my first month of doing obstetrics, and I was at Stanford Hospital, and I was in delivering a baby, and actually, I was just assisting, to be honest with you. But as soon as the baby was born, the father grabbed the baby and wanted a picture with me and the baby together. He forgot all about his wife and the birth, so he thought that was really exciting. I had to remind him, you know, your wife just had a baby. I think you better pay attention to her right now. So he said, okay, great, we'll take a picture with all of us. I still see those people around on occasion in town, and they still remember that event. Of course, I do, too.
Oh, so the couple's still together. That's good.
Oh, yeah, they're still together. That is a good thing.
McCall won another Super Bowl with the 49ers at the end of the 1984 season. He received his MD from Stanford in March 1988.
The funny thing is, I still see people today, and they all say they were in my medical school class. Well, that was because it took me about 7 to 8 years to get through medical school. So everybody ended up being in my class that had anything to do with Stanford through the 1980s.
After receiving his MD, McCall played one final NFL season for the Los Angeles Raiders. He planned to start his orthopedic residency, but ended up going into the medical device industry instead. After nearly 30 years in business, McCall recently began his residency in family medicine. He says many of his peers are the same age as his children.
I frequently get called the happiest resident around just because I just love what I'm doing so much.
Even though he now occasionally pulls 24-hour shifts at the hospital, McCall has still found some time to follow the career of Chiefs offensive lineman slash new MD Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. And, of course, McCall's been following the recent debate over whether Duvernay-Tardif should be allowed to have MD on the back of his jersey. For the record, McCall, his father, and Jim Kovach, another former linebacker who played in the NFL with an MD, didn't go that route.
Myself and Jim and my father, we all thought that just our own names was adequate on the back of the jerseys, but he certainly can put whatever he wants in his going forward.
So you're not kicking yourself for not asking for that yourself back in the day?
You know, after my discussion with Bill Walsh that day, I don't think I ever wanted to put MD in the back of my jersey. I don't think it would have gone very well.
That story was from Only a Game's Martin Kessler.